Good day, everyone. It's a pleasure, a blessing, and an honor to spend some time here right now with a legend in the Canadian mining industry. I'm with Mr. Gren Thomas, President and CEO of North Arrow Minerals, NAR, on the TSX Venture Exchange, which just came out with some news on Friday. North Arrow has numerous projects on the go. As we speak, the company is drilling its highly prospective Beaver Dam lithium project in North Carolina. Some good results may very well come from there. And starting this month, groundwork begins at North Arrow's huge land holdings at Lac de Gras, where Gren and Dr. Chris Jennings are searching for another Diavik-style diamond deposit. Gren was inducted a couple of years ago into the Canadian Mining Hall of Fame. He has some major discoveries under his belt, including, of course, Diavik and the richest kimberlite pipe in the world. Bull Market Run believes very strongly that Gren Thomas and Dr. Jennings are going to repeat their earlier success at Lac de Gras through North Arrow Minerals, and what that would mean for this stock, one can only imagine. Gren, thank you very much for taking the time to speak with us here this morning.
Yeah, thanks, John, for that kind introduction.
Now, you're 69 years old, Gren. You've got all the money you will ever need. You could very easily be off in the Caribbean somewhere enjoying the sunshine and, retire somewhere real nice, although it's nice here in Vancouver. But you've got a company here right now, North Arrow Minerals, that you're very excited about, and you seem to be reinvigorated. I mean, you're going downhill skiing at Whistler, you're working out at the gym every day, and you've got this project, North Arrow Minerals, that I know in your heart, I mean, you are really genuinely excited about, and you're driven, obviously, by something here.
Well, you know, John, I'd really like to find something else, soon, because I've normally found something new once every 10 years or so, and I'm being a bit remiss in not having done that for about 3 or 4 years now, for 14 years now. But I hope this is it, and I'm hoping, of course, that the success will primarily come from the diamond project in the Lac de Gras area, which is now seeing a lot more interest as a result of the diamond market coming back. Mm-hmm. And we hope to be drilling there in August, September, and we have some excellent targets to drill, and I'm just hoping we can have a repeat of the events of the mid-90s again at Lac de Gras.
Let's go back a little bit in time and give us the Reader's Digest version of what happened as you discovered that incredible diamond deposit at Lac de Gras.
Well, it was the fall of 91 that Diamet finally disclosed what they discovered or were in the process of looking for, even up in the Lac de Gras area. Up at that time, people knew that they were working there extensively on a very large block of ground, and it was only rumored that it was diamonds they were looking for. Anyway, they did announce that they had found diamonds in what became known as the Point Lake Pipe, where they had a micro diamond count of very interesting numbers. And the rest of us were reading these results and wondering, well, what does this all mean? And so asking around town here, we eventually established that there was some significance to the fact that they had found a pipe, and micro diamonds were a good indication that there would be diamonds there as well. And that precipitated a staking rush, which became the largest land acquisition rush, we believe, in the world, because the NWT, which it was at the time, had rules which enabled you to stake large blocks of ground, and of course there was plenty of room to stake. And we subsequently became involved with a gentleman by the name of Chris Jennings, who was the one that helped us to secure the ground up there and gave us the ideas about exploration that we were really devoid of up until that time. So he was very much a driving force in the acquisition of the ground up there, which was undertaken by two companies, called West Viking and the other called ABBA. And these two companies held ground separately, adjoining near the Point Lake Pipe, And these two companies eventually merged into ABBA, and which gave us a very large block of ground in the area. And subsequent staking, we held about 1 million acres in that area, which we then made a joint venture agreement with Kennecott about 6 months later, leaving ABBA with 40% of that project. Ultimately, we discovered the 154 South Pipe, and following on from the discovery of the A21, and this pipe, of course, proved to be the richest diamond pipe in the world, averaging about 5 carats per ton.
Yeah, that's amazing. Now, of course, you've reunited with your good friend, Dr. Chris Jennings. You hold 100,000 acres at Lac de Gras. You are on trend with Diavik. The diamond market is coming back. We were looking at a big map on your boardroom table here this morning, Gren, which was a real eye-opener. No kimberlite pipes have yet been discovered on your holdings. Mind you, not much work has been done until now either, but surrounding your 100,000 acres, other kimberlite pipes have been discovered, and of course a few very rich ones indeed. Now, when you look at this map, Gren, you're right on trend with Diavik. It's hard to imagine, very hard to imagine, that you won't find something very significant here.
Well, the reason we were able to acquire this land was about 10 years ago. The diamond area had gone into a bit of a period of where there was a lack of interest in diamond exploration. And so we acquired this land in bits and pieces as the land expired when the claims came up for lease after a period of 10 years. So anything that was 10 years or older had to either be surrendered or surveyed. Surveying up there is a very expensive process, and unless somebody had found something on their ground, they would be unlikely to go through the expense of surveying it. And particularly when the diamond exploration scene has started to fade and people are looking in other areas like Coronation Gulf, the Aviat Peninsula, those sort of areas throughout the remainder of the north. So we were fortunate in being able to acquire some strategic land close in with very little exploration done in it. And of course, we ourselves didn't do a lot of exploration there for many, many years because of the lack of interest in diamond exploration. And now, of course, that's changed. Mm-hmm. And we expect that we'll have a lot of interest in people wanting to explore in that area. And of course, we have a prime piece of real estate there. Mm-hmm.
I think the Northwest Territories is ready for another major discovery.
Well, they're going to need one because the mines now have been in existence for since the late... It would be 1998-99 when Ekati got in production, and followed in the early 2000s by Diavik. The lives of these mines are not endless. We think Ekati could be within 5 years' time getting close to closing, possibly 8 years. Diavik, 10. In view of the fact it takes 10 years to put a mine in production, they need to start discovering them fairly quickly. Mm-hmm. And I think there'll be a push on to try and find more deposits soon. And of course, techniques have changed. We can do different things now with digitized data. We have different geophysical techniques. We have different drilling techniques even. And I think all these will be brought to bear on this exploration of that area in order to find new deposits to keep that camp alive. I mean, there should be other deposits around there that are viable. Mm-hmm.
Dr. Jennings has some proprietary technology that he's using to identify some targets on your holdings there. That technology looks really, really interesting, and that should enhance your ability to find something.
That's right. I mean, Dr. Jennings has been involved using this proprietary technology for some years now, and have in fact made discoveries on the adjoining property, which are diamondiferous. And so he's fairly confident that we will find kimberlites on this property. I mean, we have probably 60 or 70 targets that he has chosen, only one of which has been drilled by previous operators. And So clearly he views the his proprietary data in a lot more favorable light in, compared to the way the targets were chosen by previous operators, you know. And clearly there have to be kimberlites in the area. I mean, we haven't found one kimberlite in 100,000 acres. So some of these targets are bound to be kimberlites. And the question is then how much, what will the diamond content be? That's my view right now, yeah.
What's the exploration timeline? You're going to be drilling perhaps as early as August. And in the interim, you've got some geophysical work to do there?
Yeah, we need to ground truth these targets. We put people on the ground and make sure that the geophysical targets are real and locate them on the ground so that we can spot the drill holes. Some of this geophysical data is accurate enough now. You can maybe spot them holes without going on the ground, but we don't believe we want to risk doing that. So we hope to do that work in May, June. And then we hope to drill in August, September, depending on how quickly we get our land use permit to carry out the drilling, which we anticipate we should have by then.
Dr. Jennings also recently participated in a North Arrow private placement, and you've worked out an agreement with him on this exploration with the use of his proprietary technology. So he certainly has a vested interest in this himself. He's a North Arrow shareholder, and he's put a fair bit of money into this.
That's right. There are two aspects to Chris's involvement. He is putting up $500,000 directly into the ground, plus $500,000 to the company, so that we, by the time the drilling is completed, we'll have both spent about $1 million apiece on this land, and we hope then we would have drilled maybe about 20 holes. And that should be accomplished, we hope, by about September sometime.
Now, you've obviously been around the resource industry for a long, long time. You've got a great track record of success in terms of projects, in terms of investing. We're not asking you for specific investment advice this morning, but what would you say to listeners here this morning? You know, we've got a lot of very active investors that are looking at our site every single day. What would you say to them in terms of just some general things they should be thinking about to enhance, you know, their success investing in the junior resource market?
Well, I think they should, you know, learn as much as they can about the project and also about the people that are managing the company and get comfortable with those factors, you know, and I think it's particularly important to be involved with the right managers too, because if one project doesn't succeed, you want to have some confidence that the company will continue and find something else to work on. I think if you're, particularly when you're looking at grassroots exploration companies, you need to be involved in with the right management. You know, I think the management might not be so critical once you've got a very large deposit and it can fly on its own, and the management doesn't really matter a hell of a lot. I mean, in other words, when the engineers are in charge. But at the stage where it's doing exploration, I think it's important to have the right managers.
And I know that North Arrow certainly does, so people can have confidence in that. Grant, it's been a pleasure speaking with you here this morning. I know that I'm sure we'll be talking to you as we move further along here in the coming weeks and months. Best of success at Lac de Gras and also in North Carolina and with everything that North Arrow is working on. And I'm sure it's going to be a very interesting summer and a very interesting year for North Arrow.
Well, thanks, John, for those very kind and maybe a bit flattering comments. I feel obliged to get out there and find something now.
Okay. Thank you very much, Gren. And you've been listening to a special audio interview on Bull Market Run with myself, John Hallstein, editor of Bull Market Run, and Mr. Gren Thomas, president and CEO of North Arrow Minerals. This is Bull Market Run, where we bring you home run opportunities in the junior resource sector.